In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, Holy Mother Church celebrates the feast, the great solemnity of St. Joseph, the foster father of our Savior. St. John Paul II, in his beautiful reflection, Redemptoris Custos, refers to St. Joseph as the custodian of the Redeemer. Our Gospel reminds us that this just man was chosen precisely to be the caretaker of our Lord, because he was obedient to the Father in much the same way as our Blessed Mother is obedient to the will and the work of the Father. He is the foster father of our Savior, and because of his close and intimate connection with our Blessed Mother, serves as the moral guide to our Lord and cares for him in the physical realm, the natural realm as well. But in addition to being entrusted with the Father's greatest treasure, and that is indeed his Son, he also is entrusted with the care of our Blessed Mother. He is, Saint Joseph, the husband of the Queen of Heaven, and has been proclaimed as the universal patron of the Church. He is a model for us of obedience, of faith, of righteousness, and humility. Most especially because of the silence of Saint Joseph. We have very little about him except that which is contained in the early scriptures and the gospel, and then Saint Joseph disappears from the scene. But we know all that we need to know about him from what we hear in our gospel, and the care and the concern and the solicitude that he has for our Lord and for our Blessed Mother. As patron of the universal Church, we are a people called to rely upon Saint Joseph, most especially in the time in which we find ourselves now, literally be plagued by pestilence and by virus that are causing sickness and death. And that sickness and death that people are experiencing physically, impacting family and loved ones, also has a spiritual impact on all of us, as we have taken to, hopefully, the safety of our homes and have found there a certain refuge. It also brings about a certain degree of anxiety and wonder as to the nature of what the world will be and what it is that is happening now, and how do we understand that. Of course, there is ongoing debate at times and frustration with what some perceive as little response from the Church and others perceive as too much response. But all of this does have the potential of creating a confusion, creating an anxiety that might even tend toward a certain despair about the things of the world today. But we are called always, as Catholic men and women, to rely upon the Lord, to find our strength in Him. And as the Lord has done for us in providing us a great treasure trove to which we can go spiritually, Saint Joseph is there for us to rely upon as a father cares for his children. We are called first and foremost to go to him and to rely upon him and to seek his intercession as the patron of the universal Church. But so too we are also called to safeguard his greatest treasures, our Blessed Mother and our Lord. And just as he took Our Lady into his home, and certainly took our Lord into his home and made a place for both of them, we need to do the same as well. And like Saint Joseph, we need to let our silence speak for us, more about what we do and who we are than less about what it is that we actually say. This is not an easy task, to embrace that level of humility where everyone around us increases and we ourselves decrease. But Saint Joseph is that beautiful model of how silence can indeed speak volumes, and his actions and his fidelity are much more eloquent than any words that may have been spoken from him, or certainly those words spoken about him. What is required of us at all times, but especially in times of extremis, is to call upon the Lord and to allow Christ to truly be in our hearts, to welcome Our Lady, and by extension and by reality, to welcome our Lord as well. Our Gospel reminds us of this great trust that Saint Joseph had in the Lord and the just man that he actually was. Saint Matthew's Gospel tells us that when Mary, the mother of Jesus, was espoused to Joseph, Before they came together, she was found with a child of the Holy Ghost. Whereupon Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing publicly to expose her, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in his sleep, saying, Joseph, son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Scripture tells us from that moment on that Saint Joseph took her into his home and made a place for her. We must do the same. Saint Joseph responds obediently, immediately, to the will of our Heavenly Father through the message of the angel Gabriel, puts aside any fear or doubts that may come, I'm sure not necessarily fully understanding all that was about to transpire, but nevertheless, it doesn't deter him from doing precisely that which he was commanded to do. He didn't know how it was, that our Blessed Mother had been found with child until God revealed this to him. In a very beautiful way, our Blessed Mother allows all of this to unfold. She, in a very real way, assists Saint Joseph in helping him understand his mission and his role in salvation history. Even more reason for each of us to welcome Saint Joseph into our own lives through relationship with our Blessed Mother. She is indeed there to teach and instruct all of us as to our unique and particular roles in salvation history. What is required for us, brothers and sisters, as we celebrate this great solemnity, is to always rejoice and give thanks to God for the manifold blessings that the Lord gives to us. He gives us the gift of our faith, and especially in times of trial and tribulation, it is our faith in the power and the promises of Christ that gives us the strength that we need to endure. But as we know, grace builds on nature. And so what that means for us in times of difficulty, but also throughout times of peace and calm and tranquility, is to diligently live these lives of obedience, of faith, of trust, and confidence in hearing to God, seeking a justice and a righteousness in the manner in which we live our lives and interact with one another. It is always fitting and proper to celebrate this great feast in the context of our Lenten journey, because it reminds us of the ability of men to cooperate beautifully with the grace of God, and the requirement for us to continue to purify ourselves in order that we can make a place for grace in our lives. Let us pray then through the intercession of Saint Joseph for the strength that we need to continue to move forward in peace, in calm, in tranquility, listening attentively to the promptings of the Spirit and the voice of the angels as they speak to us, commanding us to do all that God asks of us. Let us ask Saint Joseph for that humility and that purity and that poverty that he himself manifested. And let us also rely upon him as our Father as well, and find our strength in him as he found his strength and his righteousness in God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.